Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known brain-soul connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. I am here with my good friend, Erin Duffy, and I'm really excited to introduce Erin to all of you. She's a very powerful career transformation and stage presence coach. She works with mid-career business professionals and leaders who struggle feeling fulfilled and confident and want to step into their personal power and advance their career. She believes your own stories, and Erin's worked with me on my stories, you guys. She's really good at this. Hold their very insights that can transform our lives. In her highly curated programs, her clients develop a richer personal narrative, clarifying their stories behind their life experiences. Then she helps them to use their personal power of their story to catapult their career journey. It is tapping into the same stories that also supercharges their personal brand and, of course, their stage presence. So you had dual careers. You were doing lots of things. For 25 years, you managed dual careers. You were a senior executive as a creative agency by day and a singer actor by night. So when you talk about stage presence, this is the woman. She knows how to walk you through that. She just walked me through my lighting, you guys. Okay, like my lighting is better in here. And so she yearned to combine sort of both of these together. So out of that journey and her search and her own discovery, she found an insightful way to blend both of those careers and to one big transformational, amazing program in her company, Inspiration Squared. She's got great programs on how to change your life. I'll let her tell you about that and her stage present stories. I know that you love and are passionate about your clients just like I am. And you really have such good questions and you're really awesome as walking people through this. Erin, I'm just so excited to chat with you today.
Thank you, Louise. It's always, always good to chat with you. We always have such great conversations together. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, we do. And I just love all the things that you're doing. Erin's also been a part of some of our events. Again, she had this beautiful, amazing evening career that got blended into what she's doing now, where she was in theater and has a beautiful voice singing too. So multi-talented, again, so excited to be with you. And so that's your story of how you blended things. Any other, you know, pieces of wisdom on that for even our other entrepreneurs here, of how they could be using their story to catapult their business forward?
Yes. You know, it really was through diving deep into my own story is what helped me create Inspiration Squared and create my own entrepreneurial journey. Because, you know, as you know, Louise, I mean, I was in corporate for a good 25 plus years. Yes. And even when I left my company, my intent was to find another position at another company. But prior to doing that, I had this, what I call my white space. So this nice runway where I had time to think about what I wanted next. And what I did is I remember hearing my own inner voice saying, gosh, I really wish I could merge my two careers together. You know, I really enjoyed both of them and it was fun. And like I said, I did, as you were just reading, I did it for over 25 years, but it really hit a point in my career where in both realms, they weren't as exciting anymore. They weren't as fulfilling. It just seemed like there was more to it than that. And not that I was bored performing. God knows, get me on stage. I love to sing. I love to act. I love to put shows together. But it was not that. It was, oh, there has to be more here. And the same in my business world. The business world for me was changing. And I thought, I wish I could merge these two together. And so, Louise, it was through me doing that deeper dive in asking myself that question, especially during that white space, and asking, what is it, Erin? What is it that excites you? What is it that makes you just jump out of bed in the morning? And what is it that you do that fulfills not only me, but also makes me feel like I am making a difference? And that was really important to me. And what's funny, Louise, is I hear that very similar message coming from many of my clients. And again, all of them in that mid-career time in where they have hit that point of success. They have hit that moment where they've had this tremendous career, but they're searching for more.
Sure.
And it was through delving into my own story, really being led by, I wish I could merge these two careers together, that sort of set me on this course of, well, what does that really mean? And then doing deeper dives into my own story and discovering what was the essence of that statement I was saying to myself, merging these two careers together, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And I remember one day working with my business coach at that point, saying to her, you know, I know if I could help business professionals find and own their unique voice, they will have no competition.
Oh, and it was great.
That little line, which by the way, comes from my performing career, where as a cabaret singer, you know, I had heard that statement specifically for cabaret performers. When you show up on a stage 100% yourself, you have no competition. And when I realized taking the crux of that and realizing, gosh darn, if business professionals could own their voice, they have no competition. They no longer have to compare themselves and stuff. And that, Louise, is what set me on the course of creating my company. Again, it was just a statement, right? It was just an idea, but I knew it because I knew in my corporate career that when I truly, in those times, when I walked into the room, whether I was addressing my own team or I was addressing my clients, I was addressing like the C-suite of my clients. It was the times when I was no longer comparing myself or no longer thinking, oh, I don't have a seat at this table, or I'm not smart enough to be in this room. Sure. Those little texts, right, that run through our head. When I started to ignore that and realize, no, Erin, go in that room and be yourself and show up and be 100% yourself, which I'm pulling from my performing career, right?
Uh-huh.
But when I did that in my business career, that's when I made the biggest difference.
Oh, and that makes so much sense, Erin. And your questions that you asked yourself, I think, are such good questions you're proposing here for you know, our audience here, our listeners, to ask themselves, you know, especially if they're in that transition place, right? Yes. To ask yourself those really good questions so that you can be more succinct and get down to the bottom line of what you're really passionate about and what you want to do and what that's going to look like in your life.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is that one question I said earlier about, you know, as you're thinking through, especially as entrepreneurs, and you're trying to decide what you want to do, or maybe you have already created your business, but now you're at a point where it's evolving, because you and I both know, Louise, our businesses have evolved. They're continually evolving. I always say, you know, very simple thing that you can do as your own personal brand, as your own personal presence and what you're building, is one of the simple things is ask yourself, what are the five things that excite you? And when I say that, I'm not talking about in business. I'm talking everything, personal, business, everything. What are those five things that drive you? What are those five things that get you so excited? And when you look at that, then I always tell people, now, then tell me why. Write the story. Why?
Why?
What is the why of that? What is the story behind that? And then on the other side, what are the five things that don't excite you? What are the five things that take the air out of the room for you? What are the five things that you just never want to ever do again? Mm-hmm. And get the clarity of those. Because let me tell you, there is such clarity in seeing both sides. Because when you identify those five things that you really don't like, and you become very clear as to the why and the story behind it, you suddenly close the chapter on those five things. You suddenly have the power to say, no, I don't want that anymore. Mm-hmm. And you get to put all the focus now on the things that really do excite you, the things that really do drive you, and you get to focus and build from there. And it's a powerful step. I mean, it's a simple step when you think about it. Does it take a little time? Absolutely. But anything worth itself takes time.
Takes time. Those are great questions, Erin. Yeah. I love those. And I love, you know, I always do give people the, you know, the five things that give you joy and excitement in your life. But I like that flip side. You're right, absolutely right, of what you don't, you know, resonate with. So you can put that over here.
Yeah.
You know, you and
I always say you can shut the chapter on them.
Yes.
You can even say, thank you for how you've served me through the years, but I'm done with you now. And you can turn the page and let them go. Mm-hmm. And it's really powerful. But you know, here's the interesting thing, Louise, many of us don't have that kind of clarity. We may think about it sometimes, God, I hate doing whatever, but we give it too much power. It still sits there. It still simmers. But if we look at it really clearly, identify it and say, yes, I don't want to ever do that again, or I just don't want to be part of that anymore. And we say, thank you, goodbye. You've done that. You've taken the power. And it's a very empowering step.
Yes.
To letting you build the business or the career that you desire.
Absolutely. And that's a very, and you know, I mean, I can think about places in my life where I, you know, took an action step like that and said no more, even when I've had to let go of like a team member or something. You know, it's like, we're closing the door. It's just not a fit anymore. It's good. I love you, you know, you know, but it's just time for, you know, our paths aren't meshing anymore, and we're growing in different ways, and that's okay. You know, so, but that there's an empowered kind of feeling when you do that.
Absolutely. And
but,
I love that you said that, because that's also a really good lesson. Like, if you had told me 5 years ago, Erin, this is what you would be doing now, you know, having two solid programs, a career transformation program and a stage presence program, I would go, what are you talking about, Louise?
Right.
And it's that idea, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, is allowing yourself to be incredibly aware of what's going on and how you're feeling and where you see your business going, and also realizing that you may have to let go of things and say goodbye to things to evolve. And once you hold that, and once you realize and then let that sink in, it allows you to be the CEO of your company in a way that, honestly, I didn't realize it. I didn't understand how important that lesson was, Louise, until I was in it.
Until you're in it. And that's so true of all of our lessons. You know, if you're listening, you own a business here, you're just getting started owning a business, these are such great questions for you to get clarity and ask yourself these, you know, these questions that Erin is proposing here. Because that you will, when you have the clarity, you can't, it's like the GPS in your car. If you get in your car and you know you want to go somewhere, but your GPS isn't working and you don't even know where you want to go, and you don't put it in there, you're not going to get there.
Yeah.
You have to have the clarity. You've got to have the address. You got to know where you're going.
Yes.
You know, so the very first step is getting that clarity. And again, I loved your journey, how you described how you got there, you know, and really blended all those things that you loved, you know, and you were talented at and good at and created, you know, inspiration squared, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that was a scary leap for you. What do you think has helped you become, because you're incredibly successful. What helped you become successful besides that journey of asking those good questions and your story?
You know, I would say the first thing that comes to mind mm-hmm. for me was from day one, when I made this decision, you know, I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to build a company versus yes. go find a job, you know. immediately, I surrounded myself with other people. So when I made that decision, Louise, I was already in a business mastermind of mm-hmm. other women who were thinking about starting their own company.
Okay.
And so that I was so grateful for that, because from that moment on, I have made sure and I continue to be in masterminds, in network organizations, and connect with other like-minded people doing the same thing. Because as entrepreneurs, it can be isolating.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They can, because you're doing this all yourself, you know, until you're able to like maybe have a team member. But this day and age, most team members are not even sitting next to you. Most of them are virtual these days, you know. Yeah. So it can be very isolating. And also, there's so much to learn. And the best way to learn it is to learn it from other people doing the same thing. So in fact, this is how Louise and I met. Just FYI, audience.
Yeah, we met at a business mastermind, and you know, and wow,
so
that was
that.
Awesome. I'm completely grateful for that. I learned so
Absolutely.
Much. I learn every day.
Every single
every
day.
Every single day I learn something new.
And also you have people to reach out to, right? I mean, don't you remember, like we all knew yeah. each other in this mastermind, and we not only had our coach, but it was like we had this incredible group of people that I knew I could reach out to. And remember, my business started with an idea. I didn't have anything. It started with an idea. And there were many times when I thought, what are you doing, Erin? Like, what are you, you know, but I had the power of these incredible people around me who had done this. They had started, they might be in business now 2-3 years when I'm starting. And looking at them and realizing all these people started just like you did, Erin, with an idea. And guys, that's what kept me going. That is exactly when I was able to be surrounded by people like Louise in a room mm-hmm. and talk about like Louise and all these other people so supportive. No, don't give it up. No, here, let me show you how you can do this. Or, oh, what a great idea. I have a best practice I can share with you. When you're able to surround yourself with people like that, that's your team. Those are the people that are rooting for you and that you know you're not alone, because right. being an entrepreneur, you sometimes can feel like you're alone.
Yes. And you do need that. I mean, we really do need that. That really did help me a lot. And I continue to join Mastermind so I can
me
connect
too.
With new people and grow all the time and grow the next piece of what I'm really creating and doing here. I too, like you, Erin, was like, wow. I started my business in my house. I had a biofeedback device. I was in naturopathic school. I finished that. I started seeing my dyslexic students first as clients, and then they brought their mothers and their grandmothers. It just kind of grew. And then I ended up like in an office and then bought an, I mean, how did that happen? You know,
right.
So, you know, the characteristic for me, for you, it started with an idea. For me, it started with passion.
Right.
Like
right.
I was just completely passionate about serving people and figuring right. out how I could help them, you know, be super healthy. And be, you know, who they wanted to be in the world.
Yeah.
You know, so what are some of the characteristics or values do you think are important to really drive a business forward? You know, there's a lot of amazing coaches out there who are brand new starting a business.
Yeah.
And they're either going to succeed or they're going to drop it. Not
exactly.
all businesses succeed, you know, so we have to sort of talk about that too. We're here, we're positive, we're rooting for all of you.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean it's easy, you know?
Yeah.
So what are some of the techniques, or not techniques, I want to say characteristics. Like mine was passion. Yours was inspiration.
It was inspiration. And, you know, I think you and I have hit on two major things, okay? I think you have to be extremely passionate about what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
because there are a million people out there doing the same thing. So I think you have to be passionate about what your business is about and how you want to serve your clients. And you just have to fall in love with your business because, like Louise just said, it's hard. It is hard. Like I always tell people, this is the hardest thing I've probably ever done, but it's probably been the best thing I've ever done. Like, yes. I'm like, I should have done it earlier. I mean, it's just, but again, it's hard. It's the hills and the valleys, right? Louise is like, right. Yeah, good times, bad times. And it's like, but it's that passion and that inspiration that you have to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And most of us have built our businesses based on the fact that we know we have something to share with the world that nobody else can. And I think that's the other piece, which is part of my practice as well. You know, that whole personal presence and personal brand piece that really does come down to you truly believing that you are the only person out there showing up the way you're showing up. And I tell that to my clients all the time. There might be, you know, digital marketing experts, right? Okay. Starting their own agency. There are tens of thousands of them out there.
Yes.
What makes you different?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What makes you bubble up to the top so suddenly you're above the competition? And what that comes down to is you understanding what you uniquely offer. And part of that is not just the services. Mm-hmm. It's about you. It's about understanding you. And that's you, your story, and what makes you different. What when you show up in a room and another marketing professional shows up in the room and you're both have digital marketing companies, what is it about you that's going to stand out? It's going to be you. And knowing your personal presence and your brand and understanding that and being comfortable and confident in it, and you show up in a room and you light up a room because everybody knows that, oh wow, I have to get to know her. Oh my God, look at her. I mean, I love what she has to offer because it's you they're attracted to.
And then right.
And that to me is key in your business as an entrepreneur is
yes.
being very clear and then comfortable and confident in who you are in the marketplace. And bring
that's
that
so beautifully said. Thank you for that. That's so beautifully said. Because you know what I found that almost kind of shocked me, really? It was, I mean, all the business classes are important. The networking is important. You know, all that's important. But it wasn't until I started taking, you know, entrepreneurs who had like plateaued maybe in their business and started really releasing any of those blocks that were in the way of them being super confident. Mm-hmm. And knowing themselves, I call it being 100% your soul's truth.
Yes.
When that was done, when those pieces were done using like my brain system is when they elevated more.
Yeah.
Or they'll tell me right after that session, I just made $8,000. You know, they'll tell me that. So what I know is what you're saying is so, so, so important. So it is about showing up totally passionate in your confidence, you know, really knowing who you are and how you're different and getting it out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then on this journey, we, you know, there's hills and valleys, right? We go through, you know, we go through great times and our business is really thriving and other times it's kind of low. And there's always those transition places too.
Yes.
You know, where have you had some, you know, challenges or bumps in your business or life that's really sort of affected your brain power? I like the brain. You know, how did it affect you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. That's one thing that's somewhat, even though we know there's going to be hills and valleys, what you can't plan on is when those hills and valleys happen.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. You really can't. And, you know, I would say this past year for me, was one of those moments where honestly we started 23 on a big high, honestly, huge high. We're ready. The 23 was going to be this extraordinary year because everything was in place. It was in place. Mm-hmm. But you know, then in my personal life, you know, our family had a situation where there was an illness suddenly that affected you know, one very important person in our family, and it really knocked the wind out of my sails, Louise. Like,
I remember,
and unexpected, yeah. And it, so it ended up making a very different year for me. It was a year where I was trying to figure out, why am I doing this? What, you know, it seemed like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's sort of this, it does this matter? You know, when you're facing something, you suddenly realize, like, wait. And yet, Louise, now that I'm on the other side of that, 23 ended up being one of the most extraordinary years. I would not say a revenue year, right? It was a flat year, which is not what we expected. But then the growth in my own self and understanding how important my work is and how important it is that I do what I do, because we don't know how much time we have.
Right. Yes, that's so true.
Time matters, and time always has mattered, but suddenly it became very clear that, I might be running out of time, and realizing that me doing the work I do is really, really important to me, and how I help and transform others is really, really important to me and to others, and realize that this is a gift, that whatever time we have, this is what I love to do. This is what's fun for me to do. And it makes me the best person I am in my professional life and my personal life. And it's almost like I had to find a new, more genuine understanding of why I do the work I do.
Oh, it was a deeper questioning, it sounds like.
Yes, like just it really was.
Different level of that for you.
Yeah. Yes.
And it did affect your brain power. You were kind of.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, grief is a huge thing.
It is.
Powerful, powerful thing. We as humans sometimes avoid it. I tend not to be the one to avoid things, but I feel. And it's amazing the feel of, like, what is this? What is this going on? You know, and realizing it's grief and then having to deal with grief and how powerful, FYI, how powerful it is when you do turn your mind to your grief, how, when you're on the other side, how much more clear life looks when you're on the other side of grief, because you've allowed yourself to
go through it. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to squish those kind of emotions down. You know, we certainly can help. You know, I know the tools that I have, the brain soul hack stuff I do helps. A lot of people move through it.
Yeah.
But they have to feel it, and you've got to move through it.
You got to move through it. Many people, as you know, Louise, because you deal with this all the time.
Yes.
Lots of people want to squash it because it feels painful, but it's hard. But the gifts on the other side were way beyond what I expected.
That's really beautiful. Congratulations on being on the other side of that. Good work, Erin. Absolutely. You just
I will say, Louise, I mean, and through that, I will, and I'll be honest with everybody here, is that there was a moment that I was like, do I just shut my business down? I did have that in August that, you know, and I love my business coach, you know, who said this, that's good. You got to ask that question. We all have to ask that question.
Yes.
You know, and it was good, even though I knew in my heart, that's not what I was going to do, but I had to ask the question because I had to look at that to then see, wait, mm-hmm. what would you be giving up? Like, and that's a powerful question to ask yourself.
You know, you do have to, like, look at where you're spending your time, your energy, and especially as people get older and they've been seasoned and they've been working in their business. There's people who start different businesses when they're still passionate about the business, you know, and doing work. So we've seen that too in places of transition. I have learned that those places of transition are the places of the most growth.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And I love, and now I don't get scared about it anymore, judgment or whatever you want to call it about those times. Now I just kind of sit with it and I go, oh, This is another transition place.
Here we go again.
Oh, here we go again. I don't think I like it, but I know I'm going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a trust factor that comes in. I know I'm going to trust that when I move through that, whether it's grief or anything, you know, we get to the other side of it.
Yeah,
and so those questioning and those hills and valleys are very important for your personal growth.
Yeah.
You know, when we lived in Taos, we used to climb this mountain. We called it Success Mountain with my kids. And I was teaching them that, you know, life is not just about getting to the top. Like, it doesn't always go up, 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 up. Like, hopefully, you know, hopefully you do that in your career, your business, that you're always successful, but it doesn't go like that. It does. It goes hills and valleys. Yeah,
exactly.
To get to the top. And that's in life and that's in business as well. And it's really the techniques and tools that we use when we're in that transition place.
Absolutely. And I think one of them, and I know we said this earlier, but I can't encourage people more. It's really important that you surround yourself with people, with other people, and don't feel guarded or ashamed that you've hit a hard point. Share it out, because you will be amazed how there will be so many people that are going to be there to support you, to guide you, to offer you, you know, support, best practices. Share it out, because you'd be amazed the feedback you'll get back and the support you'll get back. And suddenly, one, you don't feel alone, and two, you can see possibility again.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Absolutely. I'm going to turn the conversation a little bit here, just because people are curious. You know, when they see someone amazingly successful like you, they want to know, you know, how you stay in that up place. Like, how do you really take care of yourself? So what are some self-care tips that Erin does, to, you know, to keep your body healthy, get enough sleep, all those kind of things? What, give us some wisdom there. What do you do?
Well, I think that's also a great question and something all of us need to remember and build a practice, that it's really easy, especially as a business owner, that you could just be sitting here all day, work, 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 work. I know quite a few entrepreneurs like that, right? By the way, who haven't had a vacation in 5 years, barely take time off. You can't get them to go to dinner, and it's like they're work, work, work. And that actually is not good for your health at all. So I think it's like you said, I'm really good about sleep. Like, sleep, if Erin doesn't get her 7 to 8 hours, it's not a good thing, because you can see it in my skin. You can see it, you know, it's just like, I've always needed sleep. I've always done sleep. Even in college, I got my 8 hours because I needed sleep. So that's a key. And, and any doctor and any physician will tell you, sleep's number one. Get yourself some sleep, because we're repairing our bodies, right?
Right.
Exercise is the other thing. I mean, you know, I do the workout. I'm like you, Louise, I'm always out, you know, either working out at the club or I'm on my bike or something, but I have to get out. A lot of times too, for me, walking is really good. And music is inspiring to me. I mean, I was a singer actor, so obviously I love music. But I love having, like, playing really great tunes and going on a walk, because it's amazing how my creative juices just start to go.
Nice.
You know, and it may not even be creative juices about my business, but my creative juices are going and my mind expands. Very important. And one of the other things I do when I'm sitting here working on something, this is just something I need. I have to be surrounded by music when I'm working on something, but it's not music with words. So I listen to a lot of movie scores, film scores.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Because it, and by the way, I did this in college, even when I was like writing scripts, because I was a TV film major, I would have my music on, because it's inspiring to me and it opens up my creative juices. It allows me to think of things I might not have thought about if I don't have the music on. So that's a really good way I take care of myself, because I know calm my brain, put my film scores on, I'm a happy girl.
I love that. That is absolutely so you. So that's an amazing, amazing brain tip. Well, yeah. This has been awesome. Again, I love being with you. We could talk for like 3 hours, I think. we really literally could. I know you've got a free gift here for everyone, you know, with all the amazing classes and things that you've created. Share with everyone here what you have for us.
Yeah. So, you know, as you can hear, one of my areas of expertise and place that I love, because I truly believe every business owner, business leader, entrepreneur needs to show up in their personal brand and bring their presence to the room. And when I say the room, I'm talking every room, whether it's like one-on-one with Louise like this, or you're in a huge speaking on stage, you know, are you bringing your unique presence? And many entrepreneurs, business owners, are uncomfortable being the face of their business. They're uncomfortable knowing how to be their authentic self. So if that sounds like you, and you really kind of would love to supercharge that and really understand your personal presence, I'd love to offer you what I call supercharge your stage presence session. And these are a $300 value, but for everybody listening here, I'm going to, Louise is going to put the link here. Yes, so go ahead and click on it. But what we'll do in this 30 minutes is we're going to uncover the number one thing that's holding you back, and we're going to solve that and get you on the road to really owning your presence. So if that sounds like you and you're just dying, I'd love to meet you and help you to get through that.
Oh, love it. That is such a generous gift. And you guys, I got to tell you, I've worked with Erin. She has really helped me with my story, helped me nail some things, get clear about things. And she's really awesome with that.
Thank you,
so
Louise.
You do want to take advantage of that. So we'll post the link below for you all. Erin, again, such delight to be with you.
You too. Thanks,
I'm
Louise,
always
as
inspired.
Always.
Maybe that's why your company's Inspiration Squared. I'm always inspired when I'm with you.
Yeah. Well,
how
thank you. That's
cool
my goal.
Yes. It's so awesome. Well, everyone, again, thanks for being with us today. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And let us know, give us some comments here about if you love this, let us know. We would love to hear from you. So again, everyone, remember, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.